This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Texas has become the first U.S. state with more than a million confirmed COVID-19 cases, and California is nearing that mark as a surge of infections engulfs the country. Across the U.S., over 10.3 million cases have been recorded. Cases per day are now on the rise in 49 states, and deaths per day are climbing in 39. A month ago, the U.S. was experiencing about 730 COVID-19 deaths a day. Now that's up to 970 deaths a day. New research confirms that temperature and symptoms checks miss many coronavirus infections. A study published Wednesday found that these measures failed to detect infections in new Marine recruits before they started training. Even after several weeks of quarantine, many recruits had no symptoms yet still spread the virus. Genetic testing revealed six separate clusters of cases among the recruits. The work has implications for colleges, prisoners, meatpacking plants, and other places that rely on symptom screening. And doctors say more COVID-19 testing is needed, especially in younger people who often do not develop any symptoms. Sweden's government said on Wednesday that its plan to ban the sale of alcohol in bars, restaurants, and nightclubs after 10 p.m. as it fights to contain a surge in new coronavirus cases that's been seen in the country registering record numbers. Sweden did not lock down households and businesses as much as much of Europe did during the pandemic's first wave in the spring, preferring mostly voluntary measures to control the spread of the virus. With case numbers rising again, many countries have reimposed strict controls, but Sweden has left its measures broadly unchanged. This is VOA News. Projected President-elect Joe Biden says he is not worried that U.S. President Donald Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before inauguration. Biden says he cannot make national security decisions yet anyway, so he doesn't need it. National security and intelligence experts hope Mr. Trump eventually decides to share the so-called president's daily briefing with Biden. They say U.S. adversaries can take advantage of the country during an American presidential transition, and key foreign issues will be bearing down on Biden when he walks into the Oval Office. A top advisor projected now working with Joe Biden, with him since the 1980s, has been selected to become the incoming White House Chief of Staff. Get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Joe Biden and Ron Klain have been together for a long time. Klain was the chief of staff to then Vice President Joe Biden in his first term and will hold that same title for an incoming President Biden. Klain was also chief of staff for then Vice President Al Gore. In 2014, he was selected to coordinate the Obama White House response to the Ebola outbreak, celebrating the survival of a doctor who had contracted that deadly virus.
It shows that our healthcare system can successfully identify, isolate, and treat an Ebola patient.
This election emphasizes Biden's focus on corralling the new coronavirus. But the president-elect also says Klain is well-equipped to face the challenge of working with a divided Congress. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition lawmakers said Wednesday that they will resign in protest against the dismissal of four of their colleagues from the city assembly after Beijing gave local authorities new powers to further curb dissent. The Chinese parliament adopted a resolution earlier in the day allowing the city's executive to expel legislators deemed to be advocating Hong Kong independence, colluding with foreign forces, or threatening national security without having to go through the courts. Shortly after the local government announced the disqualification of the four assembly members who had previously been barred from running for re-election, as authorities deemed their pledge of allegiance to Hong Kong was not sincere, the moves will raise further concern in the West about the level of Hong Kong's autonomy, promised under a one-country, two-systems formula when Britain ended its colonial rule and handed Hong Kong back to China in 1997. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.